The shir is dedicated to the Eloi Nishom of Chaim Yisocha Ben Yechiel Zeitel Dov, Chaim Feigenbaum, our unforgettable friend. He should be a Meretz Yosha for his beautiful family, and they should all know Ach Toi V'Chesed. I also request that everybody listening to the shir say a tefillah, and let us be mechamen that the Torah should be lit a four shleima for Yitzchok Yanka Ben Bas Yisura, our dear friend Dr. Belazan from Tinek, who needs it a four shleima. Shekodesh Baruch Yishlach Refuah Shleima Min Hashamayim. The topic we'll be discussing today is, on one hand, the weekly parsha. On the other hand, it could be defined as an Yonah D'Yoyma. Kol HaYotze MePivyasa Lo Yachel Devoroi. It's in this week's parsha that we learn the parsha of Nedorim. And we will be exploring Neder Belev, the question whether Neder means Bitui Svusayim, whether the validity of a Neder is dependent on whether it was actually spoken, said, B'Dibur, or maybe Kabbalah B'Leiv would be sufficient. And part of today's Shia will be dealing with Nidrei Tanis, Kabbalah's Tanis. We are in the period between Shavuos HaBetamis and Tisha B'Av, so speaking about Dinei Taniyos is definitely appropriate. The basic sugya is in Shavuos Chovav Amid Beis. It is very clear in the sugya that regarding Shavuos, Bitui Sfotayim is required. And a Shavua has no validity unless it was said. Kabbalah B'Leiv doesn't work regarding Shavuos. Regarding Nedarim, it is not clear in the sugya. What is clear is, in as far as we're dealing with Nidrei Hekdesh, Kabbalah B'Leiv definitely is sufficient, because the Gemara says, Kol Nediv Leiv Oilois. From this posik, we learn that a person could be Magdish Akor Moila with Nidva Slave. And the Ram makes it clear in Nedorim based on Medarat that there are two different types of Nedorim. The entire broad spectrum of Hilchas Nedorim deals with two different concepts, Nidrei Isur and Nidrei Hekdesh. So regarding Nidrei Hekdesh, when a person is Makdish Korban or any other Hekdesh, then definitely Kabbalah B'Leiv is sufficient. However, regarding other Nidorim, it isn't clear in the sugi. So one of the most important sources is in Tanis Daf Yud Beis regarding Nidrei Taniyos. Tanis Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Shmuel says, Kol neder shelo kibal mebodyom, kol tanis shelo kibal alav mebodyom, einoi tanis. Every tanis yochid is only valid if the person was mekabel tanis mebodyom, before tzeis akechov. And there's a lengthy discussion in the Rosh Perekam at the Tanis Simen Yud Gimel whether Kabbalah B'Leiv would be enough. And the Rosh quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shit of Rabbeinu Tam is also brought in Tosis of the Zohar Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Rabbeinu Tam says even if a person wasn't Mekabel Tanis Befeh, but if he decided to fast tomorrow, that would be enough. The Rosh explains, and that is also the opinion of the Mogen Avraham in Simen Tov Kof Samach Beis, the Mishnah Berurah Simen Tov Kof Samach Beis, I think see Kotn Lamed, that it is only if he had a very clear and distinct kavana that I am a Kabbal Tanis Belev, in the same nature, the same way, the same formulation as a person would be Mekabel Tanis Befeh. But the fact that he decided he wants to fast, that is not enough. That is not sufficient. That is what the Rosh makes clear. But the Rosh does agree with Rabbeinu Tam that Kabbalah B'Leiv is enough regarding Nidrei Taniyos. So the formulation that the Rosh brings in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, just like Nidrei Hekdesh are Chal B'Leiv, because the Pasuk says, Kol Nediv Leiv Oilis, Kol Inyone Nidorim Lemeidim Zeh Mezeh. Obviously, that would seem to indicate that every Neder is Chal B'Leiv. And we learn all other forms of Neder from Nidrei Hekdesh. That is the understanding of the going, the grow. Tov Kuf Samach Beis. I think Tov Kuf Nun Gemel and Choshemish Potrei Shud Beis as well, but that has to be checked. That is definitely the opinion of the Raf brought in Mordechai. Mordechai Mesechet Tanis Tov Reish Chov Gemel. The Mordechai says, regarding Nidrei Tanis, a person could be Mekabel Belev, Veloi Be'inan Bitu Isfosayim Ela B'Shevuo. So, this opinion, quoted by the Mordechai, seems to make it clear, very clear, that the distinction, the differentiation, is not between one type of neder and the other, but rather between Shavuos. By Shavuos we need between Shavuosayim and the entire spectrum of nedarim, which are chal b'leiv. However, that is not the opinion of most poskim. Why? Simen reish nun ches in Yoredei, it seems to be very clear, the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that regarding Nidrei Isur, we need Bitui Sfusayim, and even regarding Nidrei Tzedakah, we need Bitui Sfusayim. That is in reish nun ches Yoredei, Sif Yud Gimel. Once again, Choshe Mishpot Reb Yush Beis Sif Ches. In that Sif, the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions, two different opinions, whether Nidrei Tzedakah or Chal B'Leiv or Davke Mefeh. And one of the basic klolim we know in Piskei Shulchan Aruch, when he brings two different opinions, and he brings them both b'shem yesh oimrim, the Yekub Sak is in accordance to the later, to the second opinion. And that is the case in Reish Yud Beis Siv Ches. Yesh misho oimer shenidin tzedok chalim b'leiv, yesh misho oimer shem lo chalim b'leiv. So the Mechaber seems to indicate very clearly in both these siifim, Yoredei Reish Nun Ches, Choshe Mishpot Reish Yud Beis, that even regarding Nidrei Tzedakah, we need Bitui Sfusayim, Kal V'Chomer regarding Nidrei Isur. The Ramo, in both sources, Yoredei and Choshe Mishpot is Cholek on the Mechaber, and the Ramo makes it very clear his opinion is in accordance to those who show him that Nidrei Tzedakah Chalim Beleiv. How about Nidrei Tanis? So the Rosh quotes the Beinu Tam that Nidorim are Chal Beleiv. And that is very clear in Shulchan Aruch. Semen Tov Reish Yud Tov Kuf Samech Beis Sivov. The Mechaber makes it very clear. Kabbalah's Tanis is Chal Beleiv. So we do seem to have a stira between the Shulchan Aruch. But regarding Nidrei Tzedakah, his opinion is that we need Bitis V'Sayim. It's not Chal Beleiv. However, regarding Nidrei Tanis, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it is Chal Beleiv. So, if we just try to summarize very briefly the opinions, the shittas that we just quoted, I would say this. Nidrei Hegdesh Lekuli Alma Chalim Beleiv. There's no question about that because it's a Gemara Mefreshes and Shavuos Chavav Amidbeis. Kol Nidiv Leiv Oilis. Nidrei Hegdesh Chalim Beleiv. Nidrei Tanis, Rosh Rabbeinu Tam, yes. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, yes. However, Nidrei Tzedakah, according to the Shulchan Aruch, no. According to Ramo, even Nidrei Tzedakah Chal Beleiv. How about Nidrei Isur? The Gro says yes, they are also Chal Beleiv. And that is the opinion of the Mordechai Tanis, Tofresh Chov Gimel B'Shem Araf, and that seems to be the Pashtus Shittus Rabbeinu Tam, as explained in Tosfos and in the Rosh. Kol Inyon HaDorim LeMeidim Ze Mizeh. We have a contradiction in the Mechaber. Why Nidrei Tzedakah no, and Nidrei Tanis can? Obviously, the common denominator between Nidrei Tzedakah and Nidrei Tanis is both on Nidrei Mitzvah. However, maybe, obviously, according to the Mechaber, there must be a difference between one Mitzvah and the other. What would be the explanation? The Levush, Tov Kuf Samech Beis Yivov, and the Taz, that same Simen Tov Kuf Samech Beis Sif Kot Nches, have a very interesting argumentation. And they say, when a person fasts, what's the essence of fasting? Chel bevidomi animet b'tzoimi, yiu ke korban al gabi ha-mizbeach. When a person offers a korban, the chelev, the dam, go on the mizbeach. So when a person fasts, he is sacrificing part of his being, part of his body to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's like a korban. And therefore, the Levush and the Taz explain, Nidrei Tanis are more similar to Nidrei Hekdish than Nidrei Tzedakah. Because Nidrei Tzedakah, as the Mechaber explains in Reish Yud Beis and Choshe Mishpot, has nothing to do with Hekdish. We don't have Bedek Abayis, we don't have Korbonis today. Whatever Tzedakah we give, whether it's Tzedakah Laniyim, or Achzakos HaTorah, or Binyan Basic Nesses, it's Chulin, Chulin Mekodshim Lo Yalfinan. It's not Hegdish. However, Tanis has more similarity to Hegdish because the essence, the Pnimius of a Tanis is sacrifice, giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chel Bevidomi Hanim Ad Bitzor. So according So that was in the Taz. That would explain the Shita of the Mechara. And this Hesber is actually essential also in understanding the Rosh, because there are three different passages in the Rosh which have to be reconciled. On one hand, the Rosh is the basic Makor that Nidrei Tanis or Chal Belev. The Rosh we quoted before in Tanis, Peter Tanis, and Yud Gimel. On the other hand, when the Mechaber paskins that Nidrei Tzedok are not Chal Belev, the source of the Mechaber, as brought in Choshe Mishpat, Reishut Beis and Beis Yosef, is Tshuva Sarash. Tshuva Sarash is the one that argues. Every tzedukah we have today has nothing to do with Hekdesh, and therefore it is not Chal Belev. The third passage is in Rosh in Perash Rosh or Masechet Nedorim Beis Amud Aleph. When the Mishnah says Yodos Nedorim Kinedorim, and the concept of Yodos Nedorim means if a person just partially said a neder, he didn't really fill it out, he didn't really elaborate, he didn't make it clear what his kavana is, that is considered a yad, just part of a neder, and it's exists because of Yodos Nedorim Kinedorim. And the Rosh explains, if not that the Torah would be Mechadish Yodos Nedorim Kenedorim, it would have no validity because a neder needs bitus fusari. So regarding Nidrei Isur, the Rosh makes it very clear and simple. Nidrei Isur tzarich bitus fatayim. Regarding Nidrei Tzedokah, the opinion of the Rosh in the Tshuva says, we need bitus fusayim. It is only regarding Nidrei Tanis that the Rosh says, Kabbalah Belev would be sufficient. So obviously, according to the Taz, that would be the explanation. Nidrei Tzedakah, like Nidrei Mitzvah, needs Bittis V'Sayim, just like Nidrei Isur demands Bittis V'Sayim. Only Nidrei Tanis would be different, because Nidrei Taniyos is like Hegdish. It is sacrificing part of your body and soul, of your guf and neshama for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore it's similar to Hegdish. The Taz substantiates his argument from another passage in the Rosh, still in Perek Hamed Masechet Tanis, Siman Tet Zayin. The Rosh quotes the opinion of the Ravid. If a person was Makabel Tanis Yochid and then he can't make it, he doesn't feel well, he could pay money and be Poida the Tanis. Instead of fasting, he's paying money. And the argument of the Ravid is, by Hegdish we also find Pidyon, sometimes a person could pay to be Mafkia Hegdish. Instead of bringing a korban, he pays money. When there's Nofel Boimum, Hegdish could be redeemed. In the same way, a person could be put their tongues. The Rosh disputes the opinion of the Ravid, and the Rosh argues, but he took upon himself to fast, to give part of his body. And if he took upon himself to sacrifice his body, he can sacrifice money instead. So the Rosh doesn't reject the basic approach of the Ravid, that fasting is, in a way, sacrificing part of your body. He just argues that you can't do that with money. So this is one of the sources that Taz brings and quotes to substantiate his explanation, his approach, that there is some basic similarity between Nidrei Tanis and Nidrei Hekdesh. How about Nidrei Mitzvah in their greater understanding? There's a Gemara in Adorim Chesu Medalef, who Omer Ashkim Ve'eshne Perek Zeh Neder Godol Noda LeElokei Yisrael. And the Gemara says, Shorele Le'enish Le'Zeruzei Na'akshe. A person is entitled to be makabel upon himself, neder and shivur zeruzei nafshe, to encourage himself in the service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, ashkem ve'eshne perik zeh, neder godel neder lakei yisrael. Nidrei mitzvah, not nidrei tzedok or nidrei tanas, but other mitzvahs. Is nidrei mitzvah chal belev or not? I do not recall many sources dealing with this question, but I do recall that some sefer in various different places. Tshuva Seven Ezer Chelik Beis Siman Kuf Aleph Yoredeya Reish Chov Beis Toiras Moshe Ala Toira Parshas Matos. In all these places, the some sefer deals with the question of Nidrei Mitzvah, whether they're Chal Belev or not. And the Chasam Sofer says Nidrei Mitzvah would be just like other Nidorim that have to do with the service of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, like Nidrei Tzedokah and Nidrei Kans, which are Chal Belev, who are then Nidrei Mitzvah, are Chal Belev. The Chasam Sofer doesn't go into details, and therefore he doesn't explain, well, Nidrei Tanis and Nidrei Mitzvah are not one, Nidrei Tanis and Nidrei Tzedokah are not one and the same. The Chasam Sofer throws them all into the same basket, and he says, every mitzvah, like Ashken Veshna Perigzeh, is just like Nidrei Tanis and Nidrei Tzedokah, and just like their Chal Belev, Nidrei Mitzvah Chalim Belev. But we just explained that Nidrei Tanis and Nidrei Tzedokah are not the same. According to the Ramo, they are. But according to the Bishyos of the Shulchan Aruch, they are not. Nidrei Tzedokah is not Chal Belev, and Nidrei Tanis is Chal Belev. But anyway, the Chasam Sofer has a point when saying that if Nidrei Tzedokah are Chal Belev, maybe Nidrei Mitzvah as well. Even though one might argue that Nidrei Mitzvah in general are a lesser Madrega than Nidrei Tzedokah. Nidrei Tanis are similar to Nidrei Hegdish because they deal with sacrifice. Nidrei Tzedokah have a similarity to Nidrei Hegdish because they're dealing with giving. Just like a person gives money to Hegdish, he gives an animal to Hegdish, he is giving for mitzvah. When a person takes upon himself to learn or to daven or to study or to perform any other mitzvah, one could argue that is even farther away from Nidrei Hegdish, and therefore maybe it's not Chal Belev. So just to summarize this part of our discussion, there are five different levels, five different shailas regarding Neder, Haim Chal Belev. Nidrei Hegdish, definitely yes, Kona Divlei Roilis. Nidrei Tanis, according to the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam, Shulchan Aruch, Ramoder, Chal Belev. There are some that argue that the Rambam doesn't bring that Nidrei Tanis Chal Belev, maybe according to the Rambam we need the Bopeh. Nidrei Tzedokah, that's a machlokes Shulchan Aruch and the Ramo. Tshuva Sarosh says they're not Chal Belev. Nidrei Mitzvah is the Chasam Sofer. Nidrei Isur, according to the vast majority of Poskim. Nidrei Isur definitely need Bitvis Posayim, however. The Rabbeinu Tam, in the formulation of the Rosh, Mordechai B'Shem Araf, Bir HaKron, Shittas Rabbeinu Tam and the Rosh, they argue that even Nidrei Isur Chal Belev and Bitis Vosayim isn't required only by Shavuos and not by Nidori. The Rama seems to contradict his own opinion, because twice in Shulchan Aruch, Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Sif Aleph, Tov Reish Ches Sif Gimel, both sources were dealing with the concept of Suda Mafsekes, Tov Kuf Nun Gimel Suda Mafsekes Erev Tishabav, Tov Reish Ches Suda Mafsekes Erev Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch says, even when a person finished the Suda Mafsekes, as long as he wasn't Mekabel Tanis, he could still eat or drink. The Ramo adds on to the Mechaba, Kabbalah Belev, Lo Havi Kabbalah. And even though the person was Mekabel Tanis Beliboy, that means nothing, he still could eat and drink. And the Gra Tameya, how could the Ramo say that? The Ramo's opinion, in accordance to the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, in Simetovkot Samech Bezis, Hirur Halev Kabbalah Belev is sufficient regarding Nidrei Tanis. So why not regarding Suda Mafsekes? Boruch Tam, in the Hagos of the Boruch Tam, Shulchan Aruch Tov Kuf Nun Gimel, has a very interesting comment. In accordance to the Taz and the Levush, why would Nidrei Tanis be considered like Nidrei Hegdish? Chelbi v'dami hanim ad b'tzoyni. So the Boruch Tam says, when a person takes upon himself an entire day of fasting, like any Tanis Yochid, there definitely is a loss of flesh and blood, and that would be considered like a korban. But when dealing with Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, he has to fast anyway. So his Kabbalah is only for the additional 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half hour, hour. There is no substantial flesh and blood loss, and therefore that would not be considered like Nidrei Hegdish. Interesting, but definitely disputable. It would be more reasonable to argue, we do not judge in every individual case whether there is a loss of Chel B'Vidomi, of Chel V'Dam. We're dealing with the essence, the idea, the message, and not whether there actually is a loss of flesh and blood. And therefore, if Kabbalah Balev is sufficient, it should be sufficient regarding the Tosefes after Sulam of Sekes, Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur as well. I think it would be more reasonable to argue and to explain that regarding this halacha, there's a basic difference between Tanis Yochid and Tanis Tzibur. Only Tanis Yochid, which demands Kabbalah's Tanis, if not for his neder, there is no Tanis. The entire concept of Tanis Yochid is based upon Hakadosha. A person is makdish himself. He sacrifices from himself. However, regarding Tanis Tzibur, there is no need for Kabbalah's Tanis, and therefore it would have nothing to do with Hekdesh. Even though B'tchilas HaTzoyim a person could be Mekabel Tanis, but that is entirely a din of Neda, of Nidrei Mitzvah. It has nothing to do with your personal sacrifice, and therefore regarding Tanis Tzibur, Kabbalah Balev is not sufficient and it has no validity. That would be my interpretation. To reconcile Divra Haramo, Shelo Yisteru Eile et Eile. The Orcha Shulchan has a totally different approach in trying to b'miyashe what seems to be a steal in the Mechaba. Why regarding Nidrei Tzedakah he says Kabbalah Balev is not sufficient and regarding Kabbalah Tanis it is sufficient? The Orcha Shulchan in three different places. Tov Kuf Samech Gimel Rechaim, Reish Nun Ches Yuredeya, Reishut Beis Choshem Mishpat. In all three relevant sources I quoted before, the Orcha Shulchan says, no neder is chal belev besides nidrei hegdish bilvad, not nidrei tanis. However, even though Kabbalah Balev lo have a Kabbalah din and adorim, it is sufficient legabe Kabbalah's tanis. Because the Orcha Shulchan argues, and he wants to prove his point from various Rishonim, Kabbalah's tanis is not a neder gomor. The concept of Kabbalah's tanis is a din mesuyim in Hilchos Taniyot. Called Tanis Shaloi Kibbal Olav Meboigirim Lav Tanisi. But essentially, it is not really a Neder Gomer, and therefore, regarding Hilchos Nedarim Kabbalah Balev has no validity. It is not a Neder, but it is sufficient to give a Toikif for the Mitzvah Satanis. That is the way the Orcha Shulchan explains why, in Nidre Tzedokah the Mechaber says, Kabbalah Balev Lo Mahani. And regarding Kabbalah's Tanis, Kabbalah Balev is sufficient. Dealing with this basic question, how do we deal with Kabbalah's Tanis? Is it a Neder Gomer or not? I quoted the Orcha Shulchan in three different places. I just want to point out that one of the great Gedolim, many years before the Orcha Shulchan, made this same comment. And that is the Chavis Yor in his magnificent Sefer, on Shulchan Ochor HaChaim, Sefer Mekor HaChaim, Tov Kuf Samech Bei Sifei and Sivov. This sefer was in Ksaviyad many years. Only in our generation was it printed, so it's no wonder that the Echronim didn't see this Mekor Chaim, but he makes the same argument that the Orcha Shulchan makes. Well, maybe it's a Mechloikas Rishonim, because an additional halacha that we find in Tanis Yud Beis Amud Aleph is that Kabbalah's Tanis must be Meboid Yom, before the Tanis starts. But a person that was Mekabel Tanis after Tzeis HaKechavim, that is not a Tanis. But nevertheless, Tosfos argues, Avodah Zarah L'Amidah D'Amidah, that he's Mechayev L'Kayim Nidrei, and therefore he cannot eat. He cannot eat because a Neder is a Neder, regardless whether it's proper Tanis or not. However, the Mordechai, Mesechet Tanis, Tov Reish Chov Gimel, says no. If a person was Mekabel Tanis L'Yachat Tzeis HaKechavim, and it's not a proper Kabbalah's Tanis, then he is entitled to eat, because that Kabbalah's Tanis means nothing, it has no validity. So probably one would say, that is the Machlokes. According to the Mordechai, Kabbalah's Tanis is Kabbalah's Tanis, it's not a Neder, and therefore, if it's not Kabbalah's Tanis, then it's nothing. Tosfos argues no. First and foremost, Kabbalah's Tanis is a Neder. However, one might say no. Everybody agrees that Kabbalah's Tanis is a Neder. However, in accordance to the opinion of the Mordechai, If a person was makabel tanis v'achasei sekechov and obviously it's a kabbalah b'tos, because his objective in kabbalah tanis is only to be mekayim mitzvahs hayoyim and mitzvahs tanis, and therefore im tanis ein kan neder ein kan, and it definitely would be defined as a neder b'tos. But maybe another interesting source, when Shmuel says in Tanis Yud Beis Medalef, Kol Neda, Kol Tanis, Shalei Kibbel Olam Maboy Yem Lav Tanisu, where do we learn that from? Is it Svora? Obviously, because the Gemara doesn't bring a Pasuk. However, the Rif Medata De Nafshe, Gimel Amid Beis, and the Dafim of the Rif HaMesechet Tanis, the Rif says, Kol Tanis, Shalei Kibbel Olam Lav Tanis, Dechsev, Kitshu, Tzom. The Rif quotes a posuk in Yoel. Chay Oso, Yoel, Perek Aleph, I think it's posuk Yudalet. Kichuyom, Kiro, Atzoro. So the Rif explains that it's from this posuk enough that we know that a person has to be in a Kabbalah Tanis, and without Kabbalah, the Tanis isn't bad. So according to the Rif, one might argue, it's a Din Mesuyim in Hilchos Tanis. It's nothing to do with Nedarim. Maybe it has to do with Avodas Hashem, the Avodas Nefesh of Tanis. A person has to prepare himself as part of the Hakone. He has to take upon himself the Tanis. So maybe according to the Rif that we learn this concept from a Pasuk, it doesn't have anything to do with Nedar. But it does seem in most of the Rishonim that definitely has to do with Nedar. The reason we need the Pasuk is to teach us that without a neder, the Tanis isn't valid, it's not really a mitzvah. But by definition, categorically, Kabbalah Tanis is defined as a neder, and therefore, in all the Pasukim, we deal with Nidrei Tanis. However, the Makor Chaim and the Aruch HaShulchan still could argue, well, it's a neder in a way, but it isn't a neder gomor, and therefore, to give validity to the Tanis, Kabbalah Belev is enough, even though regarding the basic concept of Nedorim, we need between Sfosayim. The Gedolim of our time have a discussion about Kabbalah Tanis B'li Neder, because in many Sidurim, the Nusach is printed, Harei Ani Mekabel Alatz Mitanis B'li Neder. We find that formulation in the Siddur of Derech HaChaim, Siddur HaShlom, and in many other Chosid Siddur. And many Gedolim argue, Kabbalah Tanis B'li Neder is not Kabbalah Tanis, because the entire concept of Kabbalah Tanis is a Neder, Nidrei Tanis. It's like making a Neder, B'li Neder. It's, you know, it's Dovah V'Hipucho. And therefore one should not be Kabbalah Tanis B'li Neder. But the basic idea of B'li Neder, as I understand it, is sometimes a person wants to be Mekabel Tanis, but he's not really sure that he will be able to fast tomorrow. And he's afraid, Shalom Koshul Chas V'Sholom Ba'avoy Nedorim V'Shivus. So he wants a way out, and therefore he says B'li Neder. So would that be considered Kabbalah Tanis or not? Which is an interesting question. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zecher Tzadik Levrocha Yabod L'Chaim Tov Merav Eliyashiv and many others wrote and have been quoted as saying you cannot be Mekabel Tanis B'li Neder, because that's a Tarte de Sattler. You know, it's a Dovah V'Hipucho. Rav Moshe Shternbuch and Shuvah Zanogas Chedek Beis also deals with this question, and he offers a different formulation. But Moshe is a big Ilui, and he always has original idea. So he says a person should be Mekabel Tanis saying, Harei ani Mekabel Tanis B'li Neder, aval Moises Sofos Eshmoy, ke Moishe Kosu, Moises Sosachu Tishmor. Well, according to this formulation, he won't be over if he eats. And lo yachal levore, because he said B'li Neder, but he still would be over under Mitzvah say of Moises Sosachu Tishmor. Which doesn't help us that much, because the entire rationale of saying B'li Neder is a person wants a way out if he will decide tomorrow that it's hard for him to fast or anything else or any other given reason. In my personal opinion, besides the question which brings us back to what we spoke about just a few minutes ago, is Kabbalah Tanis essentially a neder or not? According to the Aruch HaShulchan, according to the Makor Chaim, even a neder that isn't really valid still is a kosher Kabbalah status, and therefore Kabbalah Balev, which is not defined as a valid neder, but still it is sufficient regarding Kabbalah status. Maybe the same could be argued regarding Beli Neder. It's not a neder gomo, but it still is sufficient to give validity to the tanis. It still would be considered Kabbalah's tanis. But my general feeling is, it is a basic yesod that when a person seems to say two different contradicting themes, b'chod ha'machta, we always interpret what he says in accordance with his basic wish and will. We find this halacha in Eben Ezra. When a person borrows a ring to be mekadesh isha, the basic halacha that we learn in Pesachim Davov and Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph is Shal Elokanya. Borrowing or renting is not a kinyan goma. So if a person borrows a ring to be mekadesh isha, she probably wouldn't be mekadesh, because you need to give a isha something that belongs to you, almanas lekacha. You can't give her something that doesn't really belong to you. However, the Rosh says, and is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, if the lender knew that he's lending this ring to his friend almanas lekadesh b'yishu, then she is mekadesh, because it is as if they stipulated very clearly that I want this ring ba'oifen hamoyel lekidushe isha, and therefore, even though both were not lamdonim, neither the lender nor the borrower really were versed in halacha, said they don't really know what formulation to use, whether shala or matona manas lahachzer. But we judge and we define and we interpret this transaction in a way that would reflect their basic will, and that is that this transaction should bear validity in Kiddushi Yishu. So even though they use the lotion of Shaila, that is not relevant. We ignore that fact in order to give validity to the Kiddushin. And I say, when a person says, Ani Mekabel Tanis Beli Neder, we define it as if he is Mekabel Tanis Al Tnai. And therefore, it's a Kabbalah Gemura. The Kabbalah is a Kabbalah Gemura. However, it is considered as if he said a Tanai. Im machar yeli kasher etzum, hareze ki'ilu lo kibalt. In order to define what he is saying in a way that it is not contradictious, it is not totally futile and stupid, that instead of interpreting what he is saying, hareini noder beli neder, we say, it is as if he is Mekabel Tanis Al Tnai, and therefore it is a totally valid Kabbalah Tanis. That is my basic opinion and basic approach in this interesting topic. So what we dealt with today is, on one hand, the broader sugya of Kabbalah Tanis, Prateya Vedidukeya, in Yonah the Yomer regarding the 3 weeks. On the other hand, the Parshas HaShavua, Lo yachel davoroi kechol yoytze mepivyas. So we are standing between Shavuos Betames and Tisha B'Av, Shnei Yemei Tzom. What is the essence of fasting? Many previous opportunities, probably some of you have heard from me, I once gave a lengthy shiur about Taniyos, and I draw 25 or 26 different fast days that we have in Halacha, in Agoda, in Shas, in Midrashim, and I define 4 different categories of Tanis. Tanis Shal Shuvit, Tanis Shal Ritzoy, Tanis Shal Aveles, and Tanis Shal Zecha. I don't want to go over all this again because it's a very lengthy discussion. However, the Rambam writes, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph and Hilchos Taniyos, Yesh Shom Yomim שכל ישראל מסענים בהם מפני הצרות שגירעו בהם, and the number refers to the דלת צוימס, צום רביעי, צום חמישי, צום השביעי וצום העשירי, The Hatzayim is that all have to do with Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But even though these Tzayimis reflect Avelis, the Rambam writes, Yesham Yomim Shekol Yisrael Mis'alim Behem Mipnei Atzarot Shiru Behem Kedei La'oirer Halavavois Uleftoyach Bedarkei HaTshuvo Shebezichoin Dvorim Eilu Noshuv Leheitiv. So the Rambam explains that all these Tanyos have one goal, one objective. When we cry on Tisha B'Av, when we despair, it is not only over a world that was and is no longer. It is not only a Beis HaMikdash that was and was destroyed. We cry for the present. We cry for the future. We cry because we regret. We regret being the ones that are responsible for Chorban Beis HaMikdash. There's a very famous passage I'm sure you all remember. Kol dor shelo nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomav keilu charav b'yomav. That is nowhere to be found. The proper formulation of this Mamar Chazal is different. And the source in Yerushalmi, Masechet Yuma, Heyom Adalaf. Kol dor shelo nivne Beis HaMikdash b'yomav maran olav kiruhu hechrivo. It is much more personal. It is not only kiru chorav b'yomav, kiruhu hechrivo. And that means in every generation, every year, we have to feel personal responsibility. We were the ones that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Because Shelo kemidas bosav adam midaso shel melech malchei hamlochim. Regarding human beings, it is far more convenient, more financially stable, more easier to guard a building it shouldn't fall than rebuild it if it fell. 11 years ago, Al-Qaeda toppled the Twin Towers in New York. Two huge, magnificent skyscrapers. 11 years have transpired, and the most powerful nation in the world is still building, and those buildings still have a long way to go. Because when buildings are destroyed, to rebuild them takes far more resources and effort than just keeping them alive. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, there is no difference whatsoever. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the entire world, the entire universe. Basoram Amoris. Be'imro Kalilo, quoting the Roshan of Chazal. The Bais HaShlishi, according to Rashi and Tosfos, three different places in Shas, will descend from heaven. Banui v'mishuchlal yered eish min hashomayim, like Rashi quotes in Sukkot Daf Nun Aleph. The moment we will be ra'ui, we will have the Beis HaMikdash. And if we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, it is only because we were not found to be fitting for a Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, malan olav kilohu hechrivo. So in these days, in Yemei Avelis, we have to feel personal responsibility. We are accountable. Malan olav kiiluhu hechrivo. And Tisha B'Av by night, we will all sit on the floor and say, Megillas Echo. There's an interesting machlokes in the first Pelek of Echo Rabosi, Medesha Be'echo. When this Megillah was written, when was it said? We all know that Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote Megillas Echo. That's the Gemara Bava Basi Yudal Adomet Beis. When did he write this Megillah? The Buddha says, B'yemei Yehoyokum. Yehoyokum was the grandfather of Tzidkiyahu. In his days, Golas Yechonyo transpired. I'm not a historian, but I think it was some 20-25 years before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Rav Nechemya says, V'chiboichan al ameis ad shelo yomes. Do you cry over a mace when he's still alive? Why would Yehemi write Megillas Echo if the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, it wasn't destroyed. And therefore, Rav Nechemya argues, it must be that Megillas Eicha was said and written after the Churban. So what is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says, that's my feeling, oh, definitely, Boichen al HaMezdan Shalayomis. The proper time to cry is before the person dies. Maybe he wouldn't die. The proper time to cry is before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we could save the bias from destruction. Sometimes if we would know how to cry before the demise of a person, maybe we could keep him alive. So Reb Nechemya wonders, "V'chiboychan al hameis ad shalayomus?" Probably the Yehuda would respond, "Whoa, definitely yes, boychan al hameis ad shalayomus. Far better to cry before he dies than crying after." According to the Yehuda, Megillas Eicha is first and foremost, primarily, a Megillah of Teichocha, not a Megillah of Avelus. So Yirmiyahu Hanavi presents, describes the destruction in such a vivid way, a living chorm, just la'oyrer halavovis v'leftoach bedake hachuve. That's the idea. That is the point. Boichan alameisat shalayomus. So according to the Yehuda, this Megillah was written when the Tzara started, b'yamei Yehoyakim. And the objective of Yirmiyahu Hanavi was maybe we would cry before the Churban and we wouldn't have to cry after. So what these days are all about is tshuva, shebezichron dvorei Melech nashuv l'heitiv, la'orer halevavot v'leftoach bedarkei hatshuva. Far before the many kinnas were written and formulated, the first source we find of what are the additions to the Seder HaTefillah and Tisha B'Av is Masech HaSafrim, Perek Yud Ches Halacha Gimel. And in Masech HaSafrim it is said, B'Tisha B'Av, Arba Psukim Shel Yirmiyahu, Shnei Mizmorim Halolu, Elokim Bogoyim Nachosacho, Va'al Nahar Yisbora. So what we learn in Masech HaSafrim is that in Tisha B'Av we have two special additions. Two prokim in Tehillim and four psukim in Yomi. Which two prokim in Tehillim? Everybody could guess. Ayin Tes and Kuf Lamed Zayin. Because those are the two prokim in Tehillim in which we deal directly with Korban Beis HaMikdash. Kapitel Ayin Tes. Mizma La'osof Elakim Bohu Goyim L'Nachlosacho Timo Osecho Kodshecho. And then Kuf Lamed Zayin. Am Nahar Yisbovel Shom Yoshavnu Gam Bochinu V'Zochreinu Et Zion. So those are the two kapitlach and tilim which we say on Tisha B'Av. Abba Psukim B'Yirmiyahu. From the entire Sefer of Yirmiyahu, we only say four Psukim. Those four Psukim must convey a special message, which is more relevant than anything else, V'Yamei HaChorban. So which are those four Psukim? Yirmiyahu Perek Yudalat Pasuk Yutes to Pasuk Chav Beis. Hamaos ma'astat Yehudaim b'tzion ga'olu nafshecho madua hikisonu ve'ein lanu marpei kave l'sholim ve'ein toiv v'le'eit marpeh ve'inei v'oso. The second pasuk, Yodanu Hashem rish'enu avon avotenu ki chotanu loch al tin'atz leman shimcha al tenabil kisei kvodecha Zechoyer al tofer bishu iton. Hayesh behevleya goyim magshimim. Could the goyim and their shtusim give us rain? Ve'em ha-shamayim yitnu revivim. Alo ata Hashem elokeinu ve'nakave lacha. Ki ata asita et kol eile. These are the four psukim in Yirmiyahu. That in days of yore were said every Tisha B'Av, and I think these four psukim convey four different ideas in one central message. What is Tisha B'Av all about? The first pasuk is a tragic expression of desperation, of pain, of suffering, of distance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Richuk, Mo'vinu Shebashamayim. המויס מעשו אס יהודו, אם בציון גאלה נפשך, מדוע היקיסונו ואין לנו מרפא? The second פוסק is חרוטו, שוב, recognition, that we are the ones to blame. יודענו השם רשענו אבון אבותינו, כי חוטונו לך. And a recognition that there is Hashgacha Pratis. Nothing is coincidence, and we know that you are the one. Ki ani mochatzti ve'erpe. You are the one that hurt us, and you are the one to whom we look for salvation. Halo ata Hashem Elokeinu unekavelecha ki ata asita et kol eila. And then tefillah ala osit, pleading with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, asking for rachamei shamayim, for the mercy of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al tinatz leman shimcha, al tenabel kiseh kvodecha zechor, remember al tofer brisku itanu. And that is what Tisha B'Av is all about. Hakol asacheit, charote, shuv kabol ala osit, and tefillah. תפילה תו הקודש ברוך שהקודש ברוך ירחם עלינו וישלח לנו מושיח צדקנו ויבנה את בית מקדושנו וספרתנו ומהרו ויומנו אמן.